The Turtles of God. Turtles are shy, though sun-dazed and somnolent, drowsy in the near noon. We slip up close in the canoe, dip of paddle, pause, hearing the drip, drip, drip of water from the blade. Raucous herons, the buzz and whistle of red-winged blackbirds in the reeds. This black water, silver-coated, pollen-dusted, glares the midday sun on fallen logs, empty rocks, a host of empty spaces where turtles were. Turtles are quick, too, the smaller of their kind, and so timid, as well as cautious. Wait. Like fence posts, wait. Like a tree stump, waits. Long-tempered and patient as the shoreline, their little periscope noses appear without motion. If you scan the water skin, say to yourself, that stick, I must have missed it. Was it there before? And stare until your focus clears, and there they are. Turtles. Just the little painted kind. One fidget, one clearing of the throat, one sound, and they will be as though they never were. Dream turtles, basking only on the shorelines of your sleep. There was another one, Snapper, vigilant by the shores of our small camp, patrolling the dark, stony shadows with casual, clumsy-seeming strokes of broad-clawed feet deep into the darkest shadows, but he came back. We just assumed a he with a face like that. Fierce beak, cold black eyes, but knowing all the while we could be wrong. Perhaps this is the mist-July of snapping turtles, bathing beauty for the delight and fantasy of adolescent turtles everywhere. Ooh, those ridges. But this is foolish. The turtle was ugly, or merely plain, after its fashion. Oh great, he thinks, it's an Amish turtle. God's turtle, at least. Very, very, very plain. We fed it scraps of rotten steak that our ice chest had failed to preserve, not from our hands, but tossed close enough, but not too close, just to marvel at the turn and twist of that giant beak, the head and neck flash forward and great maw gulping and retreats, watching. Next piece, please, or else, I guess. All week he had our scraps, but left our toes alone. We took care to swim elsewhere, but all week we paid protection. Snapping turtles are not domestic. They do not purr, or come to have their shells patted. It is not advised by anyone with all their faculties and a full count of digits. Still, we came to think of him as our turtle, at our campsite, with the vast, sufferable presumption of tourists lodged for the span of a fruit fly, or a mosquito, there were lots of those, on this rocky shore, beneath the dark trees, ours. Discovered, with the fire pit and the open-air thunderbox up in the trees exactly as God intended, while the turtle made his rounds, as he or his legions of descendants always do, patrolling the black, cold shore, lake bottom, like some medieval death cart. Bring out your dead, bring out your dead, and we did, not knowing what plague we carried. It was only a little rotten steak. We'd have had to burn it anyway. But we got no thanks, either. Not a social turtle. Not Miss Congeniality. Grumpy bastard. Our turtle. The rest of our party has left, just me and my friend's brother, and there we are alone on this lumpy shore, in this lumpy country, with our food offering rotten meat to the resident turtle. While the day darkens, pine trees bristle on the ridge above, while heavy plates of gray cloud, greenish gray, come sailing on the wind, snap into place this puzzle sky, piece by piece hardening into a darkened shell to house the wind that prowls and scours and rages above the trees like a cornered pike ravening over the minnowed earth. And we, with nervous speed, tighten down the tents and tarp, prepare hot drinks, zip up the rain gear, gird on our flimsy armor. We watch, see the waves grow organized, marching down the lake before the wind, like armies. Across the way, two canoes paddling like hell into the teeth of that wind. Those waves, like there was some place to go, some schedule to keep larger than their own lives, safety. We sip our tea, pull the tarp corners down, say, they should put in their safety on the shore, and hope it's true. Near the head of the lake, where the mountains rear, the wind screams. Here it comes, we say, and for what we are about to receive. And the lightning bursts and crackles in arpeggios of electric rage, while the wind scours faces with needles and sand and rain, and the air above the lake becomes the lake, and we are like to drown in it, though we stand firm. That is to say, we hunker down beneath the flapping tarp like the last two field mice in a universe of hawks, and slurp our cold tea and watch, half expecting the passage of snapping turtles flapping in broad strokes across the rain-soaked air like flocks of rampant misplaced birds, and we cling to the dome of rock and are not swept away. And soon, some hours later, another storm and then another rolls clanking over us like the turtles of God, and underneath us, as the rumbles of their passage dwindle to uneasy twilight, I thought perhaps the shoreline quivered, as though some giant leviathan turtle heard the call and thought again to stretch out stone-stiffened legs and claws, raised a weary pine-laden head, pre-Cambrian beak, and thought of lunch. And then, in the language of immortal turtles, said, fuck it, time for a nap, while we, mostly oblivious, fired up our stoves and brewed tea, feeling safe at last.